23rd, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Twitch, and we're also on Pandora and also on live online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. This week is the last full week. Well, we have one more week, actually, till the NFL draft. This past week, we had a lot going on with free agency. Players are just, you know, stitching what they need and, of course, prepping and maybe foreseeing what's going to happen in a week from now. Joining all the way from Pennsylvania, Jeff Favre. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. Appreciate you having me.
Jeff, you've been busy. It feels like you've been more of a family man this past couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yeah. I'll tell you, my work schedule ran right into my honey-do list, and then, you know, just put that on repeat for a couple weeks. But it's all good things. All good things.
Now, how much things are different between now and a year ago? Now, because you had your kid about a year or 2 years ago, what can't you do now? Can you do hunting? Can you just, or you're staying home 24/7?
Yeah, I mean, not 24/7. So I have, you know, I have my first son's about to turn 3, which is crazy. And then I have a 6-month-old as well. So, yeah, I'll tell you, the fishing has definitely slowed down a bit. but that, you know, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, we do a lot of, just like little things. Like, there's a local carnival we're going to take them to here today. And, yeah, you just try to keep them involved and fun things. You know, with COVID this past year, it's been hard on everybody. And I think it's been really hard on the young kids because they didn't get to see as many people and interact with as many people. So I know, especially for my 3-year-old, you know, it's been a challenge. You know, he does well with other kids and everything, but we want him to have that ability to interact.
I agree. I'm all about interaction. I'm not the, I wouldn't be the parent all about Zoom and have their laptop in their room.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Anyways, let's get back into the world of sports. A couple of weeks ago, we didn't discuss this till now. Former Kansas City Chiefs, one of the assistant coaches, Britt Reid, was charged for felony driving. Like, what were your thoughts over that?
Well, I mean, you know, your first thought is just, you know, for the girl that, you know, was in really rough shape for a while. You hope that, you know, from the sounds of things, I mean, it'll take a miracle for her to live a normal life at this point. So, you know, you pray that happens, because ultimately she's the victim in all this, and their family is the victim in all of it. You know, whatever happens to Britt, you know, unfortunately he brought it on himself. You know, at the end, you're an adult, you make decisions. And then when you make bad decisions, a lot of times you pay consequences for them. So it stinks, because it just sounds like just didn't make a good decision, you know, and now he's going to pay for it.
Yeah, that was the news about a couple of weeks ago, but we had to get Jeff on and just discuss what happened. But hey, you know, may justice be served. Let's look into the past week of news. The San Francisco 49ers signed free agent running back Wayne Gallman Jr. from the Giants. Jeff, is that a big asset for the Niners?
I mean, I don't know that anyone that's signed at this point is like a day one impact guy, but what the Niners do a good job of doing is they always have that stable of running backs that fits their system packed full, so that if they do have guys beat up or they have injuries, that's a Shanahan thing. He's always going to have a deep depth chart of running backs that fit what he wants to do, so that they're interchangeable. Now, obviously your starter's better than your fourth guy, but they look for specific traits. They put them in that system, and the Niners will probably be able to run the ball regardless of who lines up back there.
They do have Raheem Mostert, which is important. Probably the number one guy in their running game.
Home run hitter, big time speed guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Staying with the Niners, Jeff, they traded up for number 3, most likely going to get a quarterback. what do you think the whole situation with Garoppolo? Do you think he has another season to prove, or do you think they're going to move in with this rookie pretty quick?
So it seems as though a lot of teams look at what happened with Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes, and maybe they're going to try to mimic that a little bit. But that's a lot easier said than done, because you have to have two things. You have to have a veteran quarterback with no ego like Alex Smith, and then you have to have a superstar that's just ready to come in and tear up the league. And to replicate that that's not easy. You have to have the right veteran, and then you have to hit the right pick. So while it sounds nice in theory, I don't know that it's actually functional. My view would be, I think it's more likely that the Niners are going to try to move Garoppolo after the draft. So if they get, you know, whoever it is, everybody says Mac Jones. I mean, who am I to say no? And crazier things have happened, and you just don't know how guys translate to the NFL. So maybe he does end up a really good NFL quarterback. But Garoppolo, I know they made the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but it always felt as though if you're going to win it all with Garoppolo, you need everything around you to go perfect. And you need your defense to stay completely healthy. You need your running game to be perfect. You need your playmakers to make a lot of plays after the catch. And they made it to the Super Bowl playing that way. And truth be told, they had a great chance to win it, but they didn't finish. So unfortunately for Garoppolo, that changes the entire narrative around him. So now the narrative becomes, well, the Niners could have won the Super Bowl with better quarterback play. That may be true, but they have to keep looking for the upgrade.
But Jeff, it's almost been a year since Garoppolo led San Francisco to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's been over. What was it?
Do you think it's been like, you know, yes, they see the injuries. Like, well, I mean, yeah, this guy, you know, gets injured a lot. It's time to get someone else healthy.
I think they just, I think they look at it and they say he had a shot, didn't get it done. I'm not saying like, oh, it's all his fault, but at the end, it's a results business, right? So if you're in the NFL, you either win or you lose. You can tie in the regular season, but postseason play, you either win or you lose. They lost.
You could technically tie, but not many teams do that.
Yeah, but they lost. And when you lose, you can't just stay the same. So you have to upgrade that position if you can. And the thing is, the Niners roster, if they get good quarterback play and they're not just debilitated by injuries again, they're going to be right back as one of the better teams in the NFC, because their roster top to bottom is still one of the very, very best in the NFL.
And also, you know, talking about the NFC West as well, Jeff, because, you know, we're looking at, you know, Seattle, another contender, Arizona, they're bulking up.
Yeah.
And the Rams, you know, with Matt Stafford, people say Matt Stafford is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He just needed a good team.
I wouldn't quite make that leap right away, but I do think he's a tremendous upgrade, and I think he's a really good quarterback. He has been stuck in a situation that they haven't done a lot around him, but I think he's a clear upgrade over Goff. And then, you know, I'm curious what happens in Seattle, because, man, it really seems as though things with Russ Wilson and the team were getting a little bit sketchy.
It's getting icky there.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed as though he was genuinely unhappy about some things. And their roster has really declined in the last couple years, and he hides a lot of that. And, I mean, he's such a – Russell Wilson is, you know, what, top three quarterback in the NFL, so he hides a lot. So I don't know what Seattle will be. Sometimes those things can really hurt you. And then other times it's just off-season nonsense and it doesn't matter at all, and they'll go win 10 or 11 games again. It's hard to say.
Looking at the options the 49ers have having a number three pick, there's three quarterbacks that they could get. Mac Jones from Alabama, Justin Fields from Ohio State, or Trey Lance. I'm sure you saw some highlights from them. Which one do you think might be the best fit?
It sounds like they like Jones, and obviously they know more than I do. Me personally, the way the NFL's played today, I think you want the guy that makes the most plays. As long as he's not erratic and turning the ball over left and right, I like Fields. And the reason I like Fields is he made big plays in the biggest games, and he's a playmaker. When you watch him play, he just makes a ton of plays. And, yeah, I mean, if you want to pick the guy apart, I'm sure there's flaws you can find. But everybody gets so caught up in fitting the right guy into the right system. And for a lot of positions, that matters a lot. It matters for quarterback, too. But I think quarterback is the one position that you just say, we get the best guy we can. We get the best player, the best quarterback we can. And then if we have to adjust our system some to fit his strengths, we can do that. I like Fields. I think Fields is the guy. I would even say I like Fields more than I like Wilson. And that's not that people are falling in love with Wilson because his wow plays are like, I mean, his wow plays are like stupid. You know, people fell in love with Pat Mahomes's wow plays. And now I feel as though because of how successful he's been, people have these visions of turning Wilson into Mahomes, which is probably a pretty big stretch, but they're still going to try. I think when all is said and done, we're going to look back and we're going to say Lawrence turned into a pretty good quarterback. And I think Fields is going to be the second guy. I mean, that's just there's some other good guys, you know, Trey Lance, and even maybe Jones has a nice career. But
how about Zach Wilson with the Jets?
And see, here's my issue. The Jets, and look, eventually they'll turn it around. Maybe this is the year they do turn it around. The Jets have just been such a mess. And we have to keep in mind, like, now we look at Sam Darnold and say, well, it didn't work out. Is he ruined? Can he bounce back? But when Sam Darnold was drafted, maybe not everyone, a lot of people thought, this guy's going to be great. Like, he's right away, really Sam. Good. Yeah, and I mean, that game he played against Penn State when he was at USC was one of the best college quarterback performances I've ever seen in my life. So we tend to take college performance and just say it's going to translate to the NFL before they've played a game. And I worry that Wilson's going to go to the Jets. He's going to try to do too much. And it's just going to be right back into the same cycle.
I have that same vibe, Jeff.
Yeah,
I really do. But they're locked into him unless we see a who's surprising, you know, go for Justin Fields or Mac Jones. But I mean, if the New York Daily News is writing Bryway Zach, that's not coincidence.
And I will say, if the Jets change their mind and take somebody else, Wilson to the Niners would be fun because the Niners are going to run that run heavy offense and then throw the deep balls. That'd be a fun fit. I mean, Wilson could do that, and you keep him in that structure and just have him chuck away all those deep balls. I think that would fit his profile very nicely.
It's called risk and reward.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
Jeff, flash us back when Mahomes got drafted. Tell us, I mean, as far as my memory tells me, no one expected Mahomes to be amazing. Can you give us a flashback? What did the Chiefs do in that NFL draft?
Well, I'll tell you, that was a case of the media didn't realize how many teams liked them until it was too late. Because once it was all said and done, then you find out the Saints, the Giants, the Cardinals, a bunch of teams wanted to trade up to get them. And the Chiefs just kind of stayed quiet and then got really aggressive when they had to. I think what people got wrong about Mahomes is they thought that he was more erratic than he actually was. People looked at box scores and saw a couple interceptions here and there, but he threw like 10 picks and 600 some attempts. And he was always playing from behind. I mean, that was the thing at Tech. He was always playing from behind. So, and it's funny because now you keep seeing people trying to find the next Pat Mahomes. And, you know, look, the guy threw, Yeah, I mean, the guy threw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns in his first full season starting. And that's only been – that statistic has only happened three times in NFL history, and the other two guys are Brady and Manning. So if you're telling me you want to find the next Pat Mahomes, I mean, good luck. You know, and I don't mean that to be arrogant, but it's just those guys don't come around every year. Those guys don't just – You don't have, and they don't even come around every 5 years, maybe not even every 10 years.
Once in a decade, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not just that easy to say, oh, we're going to find the next guy that can throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns without turning the ball over much. That's not realistic.
Remind me of Dan Marino, kind of similar story.
Yeah. Well, Dan Marino was just a stud, you know, and what Dan Marino accomplished before. You know, that was back before the NFL was so pass heavy, and he was still just chucking it all over the yard.
Yeah, that's something that one of the greatest quarterbacks never went in a Super Bowl, but Pat Mahomes has in a young age, good contract and things like that. So, but yeah, this draft is what Jeff is saying. There will be no Pat Mahomes as far as we know, but only history can tell.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident in saying there will be no Pat Mahomes in this draft. I think there will be some really good I think there will be some really good players. I'm not trying to – I think it is a good quarterback class overall, and I think you'll see good players. But people that are trying to say, like – it's kind of like if you were to say one of these guys is going to be Tom Brady. Well, no, probably not. I mean, you might get lucky and hit that shot in the dark, but Tom Brady's don't come around every year.
No, and that's the same for Mahomes. You know, Mahomes was selected in what round again?
The first round, the 10th pick.
10th pick, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. But anyways, let's go into the Chiefs. Jeff, what is your expectations? What are your needs for the Chiefs in this draft?
Bird's eye view, the offensive line still needs some work. Losing both your tackles is tough, and it sounds as though they like Lucas Niang, but he's never played an NFL snap, so you can't go into the season and just – it's really risky if you just go into the season and say, okay, he's never played a snap, but he's our left tackle, and go. He's had some injury issues. He was great in college. I mean, he Chase Young named him as the guy that was the toughest offensive lineman he's ever gone up against. So it's not as though he doesn't have talent, but he's had a lot of injury, not a lot of injuries, but he had a pretty serious hip injury. And then on the other side, if the season started today, Mike Remmers is your starting right tackle. And don't get me wrong, I thought Remmers played pretty well at right tackle. It's not until the Super Bowl where he got moved to the left side that he struggled, but you don't want him as your starter. You want him as a guy that can come in and play four out of the five positions in the event that you have an injury and you need him for a couple games. If you go into the season with him as your starter and then you have an injury and the next guy coming in is worse than what he is, now you're in trouble. You know, now you have issues. So I think ideally, you know, if I'm in the Chiefs' shoes, when I look at their offensive line, I see a team that's going to have to be aggressive at left tackle and center, like not just left tackle. They're going to have, you know, they went and signed – the Rams center, Blythe. But again, I don't think that's a guy that you want to just say day one, that's our starter and go. So I think you'll see some offensive linemen. The other position that I would like to see them address, that second tight end position behind Travis Kelce. Kelce's been so durable, but nobody stays healthy forever and never misses a game. So they've got to have something there. And right now, if Kelce were to miss any amount of time, they would just get nothing from the tight end position. And I don't know that you can continue to roll the dice that way.
An important asset of the Chiefs trio, triangle, Hill, Kelce, Mahomes. That's final prediction. One. Yeah, very good trio. Will the Patriots trade down or trade up?
Patriots are trading up. So, you know, two teams that I refuse to believe are sticking with their current quarterback. Day one, week one of next year, Cam Newton is not the Patriots quarterback and Drew Lock is not the Broncos quarterback. When you look at the moves that both those teams made this offseason, they were aggressive in free agency, and I suspect they're both going to be aggressive in the draft. You don't do that if you think your quarterback is going to be Drew Lock or Cam Newton. I don't want to say it's senseless because that's a little bit harsh, but that they are not making the moves of teams that plan to just stand pat. That's what I believe. I mean, if you're the Patriots, you don't go, you know, revamp your entire wide receiver group just to keep the same quarterback. You want to get your guy and, you know, get that fresh blood in there. The same with the Broncos. I mean, Drew Lock was just a turnover machine. I mean, I get it. He has a big arm. People like that he can chuck it, but he's a turnover machine, and they're not going to just sit back and assume. Now, maybe with the Broncos, maybe it's more like a pick that will compete with Lock. Maybe it's not like a surefire day one starter, but there's no way it's just Drew Lock and nobody else.
I do agree with that. Cam is probably not the long-term solution. And Drew Lock, even though how young he is and how he did well in college, is not doing well in the NFL. Ryan Krista agrees with you. He's very highly critical of him. And I could see a Broncos team definitely selecting potentially a quarterback this draft. And
I could see they could trade up. I could see the Broncos being a team that trades up for sure.
And I won't be surprised if the Dolphins will make that trade.
Yep.
You heard me right. Yep. Dolphins, I've heard that for a while. Same for the Patriots. They might move up to get Mac Jones or someone else. So stay tuned. You can stay tuned here on the Sportscast. Anyways, anything else before we head into poll questions?
I think we're good to go.
Poll question on Twitter. What is the most important item to bring to a picnic? Options are blanket, bottle opener, knife, or I forgot. Hold on. I forgot to write down the choices here. A knife or trash bags?
I'm going to go with a knife.
Why?
Multifunctional. You can use it to pry frozen hamburgers apart before you put them on the grill. You can use it to cut things, or you can use it for self-defense if you get, you know, if the apocalypse starts while you're there, you have your knife.
Knife is a very good tool. And I would bring that as well, not just into a picnic, but to a deserted island.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And right now, knife is tied with blanket at 40%, trash bags at 20, and bottle opener at 0.
You can figure out how to open a bottle without an actual bottle opener.
And then the blanket. You know, it's nice to lay down, but a knife, I think it's good for, you know, for cooking, self-defense, a lot of things, different things. And we had this poll. I had you ask that question. Who should the 49ers pick? Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, or someone else? They went with Mac Jones at 58%, Justin Fields at 25%, Trey Lance and someone else at 8.3%.
Guess we'll see. Guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. That's going to be the most surprising pick of the – well, not the most surprising, but, like, the most intriguing pick. Not surprising. Excuse me. The most intriguing pick to watch out for, because I think it's pretty much where the draft starts. Anyways, Jeff, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about how to hook a fish?
Best way to follow along is at JT Falver on Twitter.
And you can follow us on our Twitter account, TheSportsCast1, or on TheSportsCast.net, or on our Instagram, TheSportsCast1. Next week, we have two big shows, the Mock Draft Show on Wednesday, April 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we have also the NFL Draft Live from a restaurant here in South Florida. We'll be having a show live during the draft, see what happens. And maybe we will have Jeff call in and see what's his reaction when the Niners pick Justin Fields or something.
Yeah, we'll see we'll see, man.
Anyways, end of a long week. Next week is going to be big. Jeff, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.